Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Marazine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Carla, how are you today?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing great as well. Thanks for asking. So, Carla, what will we be talking about today?
Well, you know, it's the new year, and so, you know, a lot of people do resolutions, but in 4-H, we really promote goal setting, and I wanted to kind of talk about goal setting and with our 4-H members, and then also, you know, goal setting is good for any age. I set goals now still, so, you know, a goal without a plan is just a wish, is a quote that I kind of remember. And, you know, it is. It basically, part of goal setting is making sure you have a plan on how you're going to reach that goal. And so people feel inspired around New Year's, but feel puzzled about how to set clear and attainable goals. And if you are confused about setting goals, ask the 4-H member for help. 4-H youth are leading the way in setting goals, working towards them, and evaluating their successes. So 4-H empowers young people to choose a topic that interests them and set goals for completing a project. At the end of the project year, members look back and describe how they did or did not do their goals, so if they reached them or if they didn't reach them. Some ways to set goals is using SMART goals. It's one of the ways we do it in 4-H, and SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable or actionable, relevant or realistic, and time. So basically, when you're setting a goal, you want to make sure you've done all five of those elements. You have a specific thing in mind, it's measurable, you can complete it, it's realistic or relevant, and there's a timeline on when you're going to get that done. So some of the ways you can do that is just starting out with, I want to, whatever you want to do. So what are you going to do? Be specific on that. Have an action of what you're going to do or how you're going to do it. And then, of course, like I said, the timetable of when you're going to do it. So some reasons that setting goals are important is achieving goals is satisfying and builds confidence and a quality we all want to nourish in our children. Yet the process of working towards a goal is also a valuable part of the journey. So by setting goals and meeting goals, you have control over it, you have a end goal, and that builds your confidence as well. I just encourage you all, even adults, 4-H members, children, youth, whatever, set a couple goals for this coming year and see what you can do. Make sure that they use the SMART, specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and have a timeline on there. And see what you can do to celebrate and achieve those goals, and then celebrate when you've achieved those goals, whatever they may be. So it's a good way to kind of keep yourself on track and keep those New Year's resolutions moving forward if you actually set them up as goals instead.
Yeah, I have to say, setting goals for as part of New Year's resolutions is something that a lot of people do. And I've been hearing a lot about 4-H recently. 4-H has a good idea on how to really establish goals, especially with that SMART idea you just explained.
Yeah, we actually do goals throughout the year. You know, we start in October, and they're supposed to be doing goals there in October. And, you know, we always have goals, whether it's to do a demonstration at club day and what topic you're going to do or what you're going to do for fair. It is, you know, it's setting goals all the time. And I even do this in my job. I'm getting ready to teach a class. So my goal is to get that class prepped and ready to go. And we'll see what I do when I accomplish it.
Thank you for that advice on setting goals, Carla. I'm sure we'll all take it into account because everyone's setting goals. You know, it's something that's just a part of life.
That's true.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.